is a chiyuv carbon. So Gemara says, "Okay, come." This is what Rav Kiva meant to say. That negadif may be carbon. The reason why Rav Kiva holds that somebody curses Hashem, he has a chiyuv to bring a carbon. Because when the Torah writes the word chorus here, that's like the makam of the carbon. These are the words of Rav Kiva. Because Kesavri holds like this, that Migu the boy Michtav Chorus Biyama, Oksiv Chorus Bamakam Korbin, Shvamin the Maisi Korbin. In other words, the Pasuk could have said Chorus by itself, and it says the Pasuk Chorus next to the Chiyuv Korbin Shabai, Mashmo, with this Chiyuv Chorus, you have a Chiyuv to bring a Korbin. The Yoima then brought on the price before and often said, the Pasuk says, Chotu Yisoy is to carry your sin. So Mor says, that's also Rabban that goes according to Rabbanin. And Vokhi Kamer Rabbi Kiva Rabbanin. This is what Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbanin. Amrisu Megadif Les Be Maisa. That you say, what? Megadif has no Maisa. Ma Megadif, what is Megadif? Baruch Es Hashem. Cursing Hashem. El Koros Tehsiv Lema Yosakam. The Pasuk says the word Koros over there. So Amri, they say, Amri Lei Litein Koros Lemekal, the chiv is that who then if you curse somebody, that you chayav chorus. Kesiv is said by Mekalo, cheta yiso ishu. Oksiv be pesach sheni cheta yiso. So ma'al al in chorus, av kan chorus. That's what the pasuk over here means. It comes to teach us that the chiv chorus will be Mekalo, the chiv Mekalo for cursing somebody. Now really Rashi has another girsi. Rashi learned the question was, who said Megadeth means Levor cursing Hashem? Rather, Chum say Megadeth means worshipping Avodah Zarah. So that's why you chayiv a korban. Because if you worship Avodah Zarah, that demesin is a maisa. Therefore, you chayiv a korban. Samora says, according to Rabbanan, so chorus was up to their extra word chorus there. But talking about being over that Avodah Zarah, we have its own pasch to say chayiv chorus. Samora says, Amri's come, bleating chorus from a kalo. They can cross somebody curses Hashem. But also it's chayiv chorus. Ksiv it says the Mekalo, cheta yiso ishu. Ksiv by Pesach Sheni, it says also, cheta yiso, semei gezer shov ma'alal in chorus, is av kan chorus. Talking about one like this, es Hashem u megadif. The Pesach says, he is like, vi megadif Hashem. So what does the Pesach mean? Es isi ben yudu aimer, ki yodim aim lechavir, like somebody says to his friend, giyafoso akari, like scraped out this pot, vichis rosoi, and they made a chos and made it missing something. So why Kesav reels that Megadeth means Mevorach Es Hashem? If somebody's cursing Hashem, it's like cursing Hashem. We have Lezab and Azayi Waimino. It means Ka'odah Moim Lachavir. If somebody says to his friend, Gir Fosloi Hakara, also scraped out the pot, for Loichis Ross, he didn't take anything away from it. He didn't take away. Why? Kesav reels Megadeth find a way with Avodah Zarah. It means if a carrot is worshipping the Avodah Zarah. So Rashi says, if you learn it's Chosro, he took away from the Yates, Megadeth Einam Mavorach Es Hashem, and Nusa Rabbah, with the Parsha Yodavik, because I'm cursing the Kodesh Baruch Hu. For Lech, the other one said, Lech, Chosro, Kesav, Einam Avodah Zachovim, going Mishor, Mazal, Avodah Zachovim. So Nusa Rabbah, Kuli Hai, the other one is like singing to the Avodah Zarah, that's not such a big set. Tani, another brayse we learned. Yes, Hashem, we have lozav and azayu. I'm a b'yevid avodah zarah kosam adaber. The chomayim we know by brach kosav alit in chorus mevorach Hashem. That's the machlekes. When this pasuk says as Hashem who megadev, does it mean to say somebody that's cursing Hashem for that yichayev chorus? Or else no, the pasuk is talking about somebody's mezamer, somebody singing to avodah zarah for that yichayev chorus. Now the Mishnah says, Yesh mevius korbin v'nechol. Sometimes they bring a korbin and they can eat from the korbin. And the yesh mevius v'ena necholim. Sometimes the isha has to bring a korbin and it's not nechi, can't eat from the korbin. The yesh shena mevius, and sometimes they don't bring a korbin at all. So cases like this. Elo mevius korbin v'nechol. These are the cases where we bring a korbin chatis and the kohen can eat from it. Hamapeles kimin beima. An isha that had a nefel, she had a miscarriage, and came out looking like a behemoth, or else chayiv yoif, divrei Rabbi Meir. So even though she was mapel, somebody does not look like a person,
Tzura may hold that this Isha is Mechuyev a Korban. So the Chiddush of this Mishnah is now that some Korbanos you bring even though you didn't do a Chet, like an Isha Yoledes, she has to bring a Korban. So the Chiddush is even though she was Mapil Kimin Beime Kimin Chaya, still she has to bring a Korban. The Chomer and the Chomer say no, Atshei by Mitzura Sodom. Only if she gave birth, she had a miscarriage to something that looks like a person, but looks like a Beima, she's part of a Korban. Hamapeles a sandal, let's say she gives, has a miscarriage, some looks like a shoe, or Yishulia, or that's the placenta, for Shafir, that's the skin of the baby itself, Merukim, that is like a tube of skin that has some type of a face, some type of a tzura of a person, Shafir Merukim, or else Vayetze Mechutach, if the baby comes out in pieces, for Chayin Shifcha, same thing, we have a Shifcha, Shepilu, she has a miscarriage, a Shifcha Kinanis, is maybe korban benechol. All these are cases that she has to bring a korban, and the korban is nechol, the regular korban chatis that the kohen can eat from it. Now the Mishnah says, "Elu meviyat." These are the ladies that bring a korban, but v'ena nechol, the korban cannot be eaten. It's not like a regular korban chatis. That hamapelus of Venetia's mapil, she has a miscarriage. V'ena yadeya mapil, she's not for sure what she was mapil. If she was mapil, something that's mechayev to bring a korban or not. Therefore, in a suffix, she has to bring the korban. For a korban, it's not nechal. V'chein the same thing. Shtei noshim, two ladies, shepilu, they have a miscarriage. Achas mimin pata, one gave miscarriage to a behema. V'yachas one mimin chayva. So we don't know which one has to bring the right korban. Therefore, they both bring it min a suffix. Omer Reb Yosi, Amosai. When did I say this? Bizman shol chuzulim, mizra chuzulim arav. One went to the east, one went to the west. They're not together. So each one separately has to bring her own korban. Avol lo im hayu shteim oimdos kiachas, they're both in front of us, they're both here. If Nevi'ah's korban menechol, then they only have to bring one korban, and they make a tanai like, whoever's mechuyev is really bringing it, and therefore for sure the korban has to be brought, therefore the kohen could eat from the korban. That's called the korban hanechol. Alright, turn over, clean one on the other side. Now the Mishnah ends off, Elu Shein Mavis, these are also the ladies that do not have to bring a korban at all, Hamapelis Shvir, as she gives birth to a skin, Shvir, Moli Mayim, full of water, if they're like the tube was just full of water, or else Moli Dam, just full of blood, Moli Ganinim, full of different colors, Hamapelis Kimindogim, she gives, has a miscarriage, that the kid looks like a fish, the chagol like grasshoppers, got some ramoshim. So for here, for sure, she's part of a korban. Hamapelus yer maboyim, as she first has the miscarriage on the 40th day. So also, it's not called the vlad yet. Therefore, there's no chiyuv korban. V'yotzei doifin, as she gives birth to a kid that comes out through the side, a cesarean, not through the rechemus. It's not called the leida. She's part of a korban. Reb Shimon mechayiv v'yotzei doifin. Reb Shimon holds no. Reb Shimon holds. Even though the kid came out through the yates today from through the side, still that's called a leda. Filchus korban, she still have to bring a korban. Now the Gemara says, Shivcha minol, how do we know to say when Shivcha Kananas gives birth, she has the chiyuv to bring a korban? The Tanur Rabbanan went like this, the Pasuk says, B'nai Yisrael is in the parasha of Yoledes. Rashi says, Davro B'nai Yisrael, Isha Kisazria. Same Liyela B'nai Yisrael, only by a Jew. Ki Yeris, a giyuris, or else b'shivcha minayin, that when she gives birth, also she has chiyuv to bring a korban. Talmudim learn out the pasuk says isha mashmeribui any type of an isha. For the Gemara, my v'chein shivcha. What does the Mishnah mean to say v'chein shivcha? Sagat, I would have thought to say ki erminon. Like when do I say the klal? So Rashi says my v'chein shivcha means of shitalon the kol mitzvah shisha chayevus bo. Evet chayev, the gomel lo ksiv misha. So what do we need the Mishnah for? Rod pshita. Anything that an isha is mechuyevin, a shivcha is mechuyevin. So pshita she has a chiyuv to bring a korban. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says no. Ki yarmina. I would have thought to say that ki yarmina. When do I say that kol mitzvah shisha chayev is bo? Ever is chayibo hani milwam was that said bedova sheshava ben isha. Only a mitzvah that shava both to a man and to a lady. Abu Yoledes will be given birth. Denoshim Isa, Vanoshim Lesses, covers only by an Isha, not by a man. Eimele Techayiv Shivcha, maybe a Shivcha would be part of this carbon also, she carry better than a man. Is a Hochi Tone Shivcha, therefore the Mishnah has to say Shivcha, and that's why the Gemara has to be Marv also. How do I know to say the Shivcha is like a Chayiv, a carbon? Now the Gemara explains, Eilum Epian Korban, case of Yosi said, in case you have these two ladies, with Sophic, which one was not for the right one? So if you have them both together, they bring one korban together. So my Abdom, what do? Is Masina Tavayu. They both bring together Chal Korban, one korban. Vadai, Vechat Isoif, Sophic. But each one brings an oilo by himself, because an oilo, even if it's a Sophic, you can bring him a Teras and a Dava. So there's no problem about each one bringing their own oilo. Shalaz, Vechat is not born a Sophic. So you have both together, they bring the korban Chatis. Well, Masa, they make it tonight. If this one was the one that was mappled, it's her. If the other one, it's hers. So what's the question? Is this true? Or meyisl Rabbi Yosi tells Rabbi Yosi often tonight, but now we learned. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, mevi yeshneim chatas sachas. They both bring one chatas. Rabbi Yosi Aimer, no. Ein shnei mevi yesh chatas sachas. Amma, what do we see? That the Rabbi Yosi, less late tonight, doesn't often this tonight. So Marav Rabbi says no. Moidi Rabbi Yosef Mechusa Kapor. Rabbi Yosef agrees if she's a Mechusa Kapor, she can't eat carbonis until she brings the carbon, then we let them bring it with a Sofik. V'chein, the same thing is Kiyosi Rabbi Nam Rabbi Yochanan. That Moidi Rabbi Yosef Mechusa Kapor. That's why now Mishnah, she's a Mechusa Kapor, he agrees that we have to give some Eitzah for them to let them both bring a carbon. My timer, Hosom Boy Gavri Yediyah. Over there, the pshat is the person has to know we did the chet before it could bring a korban. The pasuk says, "Oh, hey there, love chatosoi, hilchach loy masiyin or masne." Since he's not for sure he did the chet, so he can't bring a korban on it tonight. There, Rabbi Yosi argues and says, "There's no chiyuv korban to bring on it tonight." Avalok over here, ki masin noshim korban lishruya b'achilas kochim. Here, the reason why the noshim are bringing the korban because they want to have to eat from Kochim. So Kozman, they don't bring the Korban, they can't eat from Kochim, therefore we'll mock them to bring the Korban. Kiritana Sefer says in the Sefer, Dehi, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Kol Chate Shibu Al Chet, Ein Shtayim Mevim Oysa. If the Chatas comes because of a Chet that you did, then the Potek says, when do you have to bring the Chatas? If you know you did the Chet Peshoigeg. But it's only if you Vade did the Chet Peshoigeg, then you have a Chiyu to bring the Korban. But if it's a Sophic, if you did it, there's no chiyuv to bring it. That's for other Karbonis. But over here by your letters, the Karbonis to be matted. He caught him. Here we say that he could bring it, min a Sophic. Then the Mishnah says, Eilu Shein Mevius, Neb Shimon Mechayiv, B'yotzei Doifim. My time with the Moshe B'Shimon Tzvar, my time with B'Shimon, on the Rosh Lach, Shem HaKor, the Pesach says, V'yim Nekei V'Teilid, is the Rabbis Leida Cheres, even another type of a birth. My, what is it, Yotzei Doifim? Even though it comes out through a Assyrian, it's also called a Leda, she has a chiyuv to bring a korban. For Rabbonin, my time, what's their reasoning? That they say no, she's potter from a korban. Om Rabmani Bapatish, Isha ki Sazriya beyold, it says, Achetela mimokim shemazras. Until she gives birth, like it comes out from the mokim with the zera one in, means through the regular womb, that's where the birth has to come out from. It comes out through the side, that's not called the Leda of Hilchas Korban, she's potter for the Korban Yoledis. Now the Mishnah says, Hamapeles or Lishmoin V'yechot, Anisha that gave birth once, and then 80 days later, on the night going into the 81st day, she has another miscarriage. And another, she has a miscarriage now. So Locher is, does she have to bring a second Korban? She gave birth once. And Halacha is that until it passes by 80 days, she is not fit to bring a korban. She can first bring a korban after 80 days go by. If she first gave birth to an akeva, so Halacha is first she's tummy for 14 days, and then she has to wait 66 days to make tyra. And first after 80 days pass by, on the 81st day, that's the day she can bring a korban. Here on the night of the 81st day, going into the 81st day, she had a miscarriage. So Shali Riz, does she have to bring the second korban or not? So Beis Shammai put him in a korban. Beis Shammai says no, she's spotted for bringing the second korban. Since the first korban she didn't bring yet, with that one korban, she frees herself from both give births. He still says no. She had one chiyuv to bring korban for the first leida, and now she has a second chiyuv to bring for the second for this miscarriage. So what's the machlokes? The Gemara says Omru beisilu beishamai. He still said to beishamai. Maishno lishmain v'yechod. Miyoyim shmain v'yechod. What should be the difference whether she had the miscarriage on the ninth going into the 81st day or on the 81st day itself? Him shavul l'tum v'hilchus tum. You're telling me now that if she sees dam now she becomes tamei. It's only the 66 days she has dam tor, but after that goes by on the 80th day, on the 81st day, even with the night going into the 81st day, if she sees dam then she's tamei. So the same way she sees dam on the day she's tamei, and night also is lo yishvul le korban, shouldn't it be the same thing for korban also? So if she would have first had the miscarriage on the 81st day, you'd agree to me beisham she has to bring the second korban. So now the night should also be. So the morning, the Mishnah answers back no. Omulam beisham beisham says back no. Lo yim amatim apelis yem shmain of yechud. You know why I agree that if she had the miscarriage on the 81st day itself, shekein yotze b'shor shiru l'hovi b'korban. Since on the 81st day, right away in the morning, it's fit for her to bring the korban for the first birth she had. Therefore, get it once the chiv was chal, it was chal. And now that she has a second miscarriage, like, it's a new chiv now. But to Yom, you want to tell me about Pelis Orl Shmoin of Yechud, where she had the miscarriage last night, the night going into the 81st day, at that night, Shlo Yotzu Bishor Shiru L'Avi B'Korban. It didn't come the time yet that she's fit to bring the korban for the first Leda. So therefore, since the first Leda, the korban was not brought for it, therefore the chiv of the korban is not over yet, it didn't even start yet, and therefore she has a miscarriage now, she's Yotzu with one korban. Omrulem Beisilu, Freyam Apelis Yom Shmoin of Yechod, Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. What's going to do? She had a miscarriage on the 81st day, was came out on Shabbos, the chiv, that should be a proof. Shlo Yotze B'Shor Shiru L'Ovi B'Korban. Since the 81st day is Shabbos, it's not fit to bring a korban today. Still, you'll agree if she has a miscarriage on the 81st day, V'Chayevus B'Korban, you'll agree that she'll have to bring a second korban. So the night should be the same as far also. On this, no. Omru Lem B'Shor Hashem says back, no. Lo Yim Amatin, I might tell you, V'Ma Pelis Yoyim Shemayin V'Yechod, Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, where she has the miscarriage on the 81st day that comes out on Shabbos. Shavu Pishen Eru LeKorban Yochid, even though they can't bring Korban Yochid today, but Ro LeKorban Sibur. Meaning to say, like, you could bring Korbanos today, the day, it's a day that's fit to bring Korbanos. So if there's Aloha, Nis the Shabbos is not Nitcha, a Korban Yochid. But it's a day, it's a time fit for Korbanos to bring, and the problem is that you could bring a Korban Sibur then. But to Yom, you want to tell me with my Pelis Ol Shemayin of Yechod, where she has the miscarriage on the night of the 81st day, Shein Alayla Rui Lola Korban Yechol Lola Korban Tziva, but Chlal is not a time yet that Korbanos could be brought. The proof is that even a Korban Tziva can't be brought then. So Saras Beshamay Svara, it didn't come a time yet for Korban to be brought. It's not considered like she has a Chiv yet. And therefore, when she has the miscarriage now, it all goes into one Chiv. Hadom, the Gemara says now, Einem Moichichin. This Beshamay swore back to Bisilum that Hadomim, that the Bisilum said, Vilchus Tuma, the night of the Yeshava. Beshamay says, no, Hadom, that she sees Dam on the night of the 81st day, even though she becomes Tomei, Einem Moichichin, that's not a good proof. Shama Pelis Petoich Molois, Tomei Tomeim, Uptura Mina Korbin. Test Alokha, she would have had a miscarriage earlier than this, during the 80 days. So Alokha is then, her dam would be Tomei, because dam laid is Tomei. Even though the dam that comes out, Stamas dam nidus, that's Tor, but the dam that comes out, Machmas later, would make a Tomei. Still, everybody agrees, the Pturim and a Korban, the Ravada should be part of her bringing a second Korban. Since it didn't come anywhere near the Chiv of bringing a Korban, she would not have a Chiv to bring a second Korban. So Kitzur asked by Shammai Svara that even though Basil says at night time she'd become Tum if she sees Dam, so what? Dam is not a proof on the Chiyuv Korban. Just like if she has a miscarriage in the middle of the 80th day, in the 80 days. So everybody agrees that even though she becomes Tumay, but a Chiyuv Korban she doesn't have. So asked by Shammai Svara to say, he would do when she had the Mapelis, when she had the miscarriage on the night of the 81st day, that since it's not as the man who to bring a korban yet, even though she's tamei, she would not have a chiyuv to bring a second korban. Rather, the first korban with one korban, you'd talk to both chiyuvim. All right, we'll stop here.